gents. Take questions in the room first or get away player of the match, Elijah Adekubi.
Agreed. Agreed.
Sounds good. Elijah, obviously, the draw today for you guys, probably would have liked to hold on, but what did you think about the performance overall?
I think we showed a lot of good things, especially first game under a new coach, so I know there was that anticipation. But I think for the most part in that game, we showed a lot of good things. The goals are frustrating and they're things that we can stop, and we know that. We take the responsibility for that. But again, that's another game unbeaten at home. I think there's a lot of performances to take from that game. Even the young guys that came on, full credit to them. Tough conditions because we're now trying to protect the point and go for another lead too. So overall positive, but still just that little bit of taste in our mouth because we didn't get the 3 points. But we know what to do. We'll look at the game and then go on to the next and try and right our wrongs.
And tactically, pretty different from you guys today with the back three.
Yeah.
A lot of width in the team as well. I guess, were you impressed how quickly the group kind of understood the assignments and were able to pull off, you know, to a pretty good extent the game plan?
Yeah, definitely. I think from the first goal, you've seen that, right? Caden down the width, or the wing. And our back three allows Caden and Max to get into those positions where they're high and wide, and I think that suits their qualities. And then Markey, credit to him, he hasn't seen a lot of time this year, took his opportunity fantastically, scored the goal, and I think that was a training ground goal. So baby steps, but definitely there was moments that we saw that are going to be moments that we can build from and grow from. But yeah, some good stuff, and again, just a little bit of pain, no problem.
Tom. Elijah, you know, as mentioned, you're a bit of a different midfield as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and Josue and also Cordova, he's going out wide. So, maybe just how you kind of see your role in that and how you see that that potentially being a more frequent sight on the team.
I think, again, with new coaches comes different ideas. And I think the idea of Coach Benjamin, he does want to possess the ball and have that sort of midfield control. So, again, today we played with, technically you could say, four midfielders, right? Because we had myself, Juan, and Josue in front of me, and then Tommy, before he got injured, kind of like a 9.5-10, between the 9 and the 10 spot. So, again, new ideas, the roles, I think we just have to adapt. I enjoyed the game today, so it looks positive. And, again, just as a professional, you have to be ready to be called upon whenever, but it was definitely enjoyable, and we'll see what comes from it.
We've got just under a week officially.
He's a good coach, passionate for sure, and has clear ideas. Again, I think with time will reveal everything, but so far so good. But again, it's early days. It would have been nice to start with a win. I think that would have credited the work that we did on the training ground. But again, full respect to Nashi. He brought me here to this club, so I have a lot of respect for him, but just have to adapt with the times. And Coach Benjamin, again, he's someone we've had a short working relationship, but same sort of respect. And so far, I like his ideas and I respect him, so just have to implement them.
Any other questions in the room? Robin?
I guess, did you see there were so many young players in today's game? Was there, you encouraged them, like in training and that, to say, well, someday there's going to be a place for you. And, you know, today was the day with injuries and so on, and here they are.
Definitely. I think especially for a kid like Shola Jimo, 16, made his debut. Like, what a moment. He's been training with us almost every day the whole year, putting in the work, head down. And for me to see him get his reward and hopefully be the start of a great professional career, I love it. And then even the same, Jason came in, Zeps came in the first half after an injury. Tommy and Marky started up front. Like, I think for these guys, they were thrown into sort of the fire, and full credit. We could have won, but I think the positive is now they're showing that they can be relied on in tough moments, and hopefully they gain the experience from this. But no, like, they're young guys, they work, and full credit. And again, even Shola just making his debut, like, at 16, I just know what I was doing at 16. I was not playing professional football, so yeah. Full credit to the kids.
Hope that he grows to be, like, 6 feet taller.
Oh, yeah.
Looks so small out there.
I know.
You know,
but he's a talented, very talented.
Maybe.
Agreed.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Elijah, we're going to jump to Zoom.
Okay.
Zach, I know you might have a question or two for Elijah.
Elijah, good to see you.
You too, man.
Congrats on the point. Just wondering if you could talk a little bit more. You mentioned there the kind of your role there in the four and midfield. I'm just wondering if you could talk about what you would like about that and what you think that you can bring to that for your United.
I think what I like is the sixth position, playing in front of a back four or a back three and behind midfield, has always been something that I'm comfortable with. I think it allows me the opportunity to help my team control the tempo of the game, which has always been something I enjoy doing. So I get to get on the ball, keep it moving, keep it ticking, and I get personally help organize us in both phases of the game. So when we have the ball, and that's something you guys can see, I like to talk, but I get to organize our team, keep us like that, and then defensively the same thing. And I get to run about the pitch, put in tackles, and just be sort of an engine for the team when called upon. So today it felt good. And hopefully that's, I know my qualities, and I think that role that I was given today sort of matched my qualities. So more opportunities I can do that. Hopefully I can just keep bringing performances to the team. But yeah, I did like that role.
Cool. I was wondering if you could talk about last season, you guys played Vancouver four times. Obviously this year you played them twice at home already. I wonder if you could talk about what you've seen maybe in the differences to what Afshin has been able to do, obviously with the changes he made to players, but even just how they play on the pitch as well.
Well, I think now we're really seeing the real Vancouver, because Afshin's had a full year preseason. So I would say, like, one thing they did well this offseason, they recruited well, they built a good team. So instantly having that added quality gives you more options to experiment with. They've seen this 4-4-2, which, I mean, luckily for us, we played them twice, 4 points. So I don't want to, like, they are a good team. You can see in their results. Yeah, I mean, we have their number right now. But I think the main thing that I've seen from them is added quality. And the quality that they brought in is cohesive. Like, they brought in BC guys that have played together a lot. A few internationals, but not too many. So instantly with that sort of chemistry in the squad, they're able to get something going quicker. As opposed to if you bring in a bunch of different guys from different places, it takes a longer time. I'm not saying one's better than the other, but the strategy they went with, I liked, and credit to Jeevan as well, the sporting director. They're building something cool over there, so credit to them.
Elijah, thank you so much, and all the best.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Great. Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
No problem.
Okay, Coach, thank you.
Hello, everyone. Hi, how are you?
Historic moments. First post game for this month. We'll take questions in the room first, and then I'll make you more attentive.
Okay. Thank you so much.
First point as coach of York United, a kind of back and forth match. What did you make of the result and the performance from your team?
Yeah. Well, as you say, a lot of things to analyze, to review. Individual performances, collective performance in the phases of the game, right? I think we try to implement a new system with three in the back, two wing backs, three in the middle, and two strikers. We worked this week on the method, on the model, and I saw a lot of good things. I saw understanding of the spaces. I saw the connections. I saw they understand the references that we gave them from the opponent. But, well, we need more time to practice, and we need more time to train under this new system for the players to understand better their roles and their disposition in the tactical setup, right? I think it was a good game. It was sometimes we had the ball for a long time, having long possessions, but sometimes I think we exaggerated a little bit in the long balls at some point that players got tired of running these diagonals. But we need to work a lot. It's a good point. We wanted three. It's a shame that it was a penalty, right? Because then Thomas also almost got it right there, so it could have been three. But I'm happy with the performance in the physical aspect for the players. They did a good job. They ran more than ever. The GPS throws me the data that they were running more than any game before. So that shows me that they have willingness to work, and they are eager to improve. So at the end of the day, I think it was a good game. Tomorrow we will recover and then prepare for the next one.
Thank you, Mitch. Tom. Benjamin dealt a very difficult set of cards this week. You know, injuries, family commitments, national team duty, getting players out. How have you kind of managed that, obviously, as you maybe didn't have a chance to really meet or see some players on the team?
You know what? I am the kind of coach that doesn't put that on the table. I have what I have. And the players that played today were the best for me at the moment. I'm not thinking of who was not there. I'm thinking of who was there. So maybe players like Brian, like Richie, like Dennis, Baldi, who else? Mo. Maybe when they come back, they will help a lot in their positions and, of course, with their experience and their game time. But we play with what we had. I think we did a great week, and we had very good players committed to do the job. So as difficult as it is every week we're going to have situations to handle. So today we did it well. Vancouver is a good team. They have good players. They have experienced players. And I think we did a game very respectable.
Obviously, you guys did settle for a draw, but you know, still some good moments, and that goal from Juan especially kind of ignited the crowd. How important was it for you to really make an impression on the fans?
Yeah, well, I'm not the important guy here. The players are the most important in this competition, right? In this sport. I'm just a guide for them, and that can help them to maybe potential their virtues and level up their performances. So I think I was happier with the 3 points because players were going to be more excited of what they did in the pitch. And you know, this aftertaste of a draw, it doesn't leave you exactly how we want it. But I think they know we are in the good in the same track, and we are looking forward to improve everything.
Jacob, so congrats on your first points for being a coach for York United.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you mentioned the first goal for York United, which usually he's not been played that much. But Juan Cordova, that scored the second goal, made one of the best long shots. What was your thoughts on Juan Cordova that could have had York United have a potential to win this match?
Yeah, as you say, it was very important to see in the pitch what we implemented in the week. We worked a lot on those progressions on the left with Caden and with Max Ferrari. We had a lot of opportunities in the third zone of the pitch. The first goal comes with a transition play that we practiced before. So I'm happy for Marky that got to score that goal. I think it's a boost of confidence for him. And then Juan Cordova did a great job today. I think he was amazing. I think he did what we wanted. He was playing in a different position. Normally he was playing a right back or a right mid. And now he's playing in the midfield as an attacking midfielder, as a number 8. And he's working on defense. He's working on attack. He's doing some runs on the corner. And in this set piece setup that we did on the week, we achieved the positioning from Juan to give this shot that, of course, it was a very good goal. So I'm very happy with Juan, and I'm very happy with all of the players. They did their best. They fought and they ran a lot. And as a, tactically wise, we're going to improve. I can promise you that. And we're going to play better football every time.
Yeah. Last time I asked a question, York United right now, who's scored, and you want to predict the Canada versus Mexico match. You predicted it as a draw.
Yes.
Tied at one.
Yes.
How does it feel that you actually wanted what it was for Mexico versus Canada?
I see things coming. No, it was just a guess. I mean, I just wanted a draw. I wanted to everyone to be happy. So that was it. It was pure luck.
I'll just have maybe one or two questions in Spanish from previous
Yes. Yes. Es de frecuencia 5.
Gracias.
La cadena que transmite los partidos de York para toda la comunidad hispana.
Gracias.
Quería aprovechar la oportunidad para desearte la bienvenida.
Muy amable.
Y preguntarte algo. En algún momento, ya cuando iban faltando 20 minutos para el partido, ¿sentiste que se podía perder el partido y hiciste algunos cambios? ¿O qué quisiste hacer con los cambios que hiciste al final?
Bueno, siempre los partidos se pueden perder. Es decir, es fútbol y nosotros teníamos la ventaja 2-1. Y evidentemente el rival vino por nosotros para poder empatar el partido. Empezamos a tener un poquito de recorridos muy largos en medio campo. El cansancio venía ya haciendo un poquito de estragos en algunos jugadores que corrieron mucho en la primera mitad. Y lo que tratamos de hacer es equilibrar el medio campo con cuatro jugadores para poder, en lugar de tres, con cuatro para poder extender un poquito mejor a los costados y que sus laterales no estuviesen llegando tan profundos. Contener ese resultado de 2-1 porque nuestra fortaleza arriba no estaba siendo eficaz. Entonces, como no teníamos realmente nosotros tiempo que perder, pues lo que hicimos fue refrescar jugadores al frente para que pudieran presionar y pudiéramos detener un poquito los embates, ¿no? Eso fue lo que intentamos. Hicimos un debut de un chico de 16 años que para mí fue importante que tuviera oportunidad. No podía hacer mucho, la situación era complicada para él, pero ya tendrá más minutos. Y bueno, jugaron casi todos los jugadores que pensábamos que podían jugar. Así que eso es lo que intentamos.
Me parece muy importante la actitud del equipo, lo que estás dirigiendo a la gente, a tus jugadores, porque es un equipo de mucha actitud en defensa y mucha actitud en ataque.
Sí.
Pienso que es importante para el equipo equilibrar esos dos balances de ataque y defensa.
Sí, muchas gracias. La actitud es lo más importante. Las ganas de ganar y las ganas de hacer bien las cosas, eso no es negociable. Entonces nosotros como primera instancia queremos tener un equipo de hombres que peleen, que luchen por el resultado. Y el sistema que utilicemos va a depender del rival y va a depender de nuestras capacidades. Así que vamos a ir mejorando sin duda alguna. Muchas gracias.
Señor Benjamín,
sí, señor.
Muchísimas gracias. Estuvo cerca de tener un triunfo. Muchas personas, o mejor dicho, los jugadores, me estaban comentando que el día de hoy lo miramos casi el 90% parado en la línea. No es uno de los técnicos que se sienta y observa el partido. ¿Cómo se sintió en su primer partido? Miramos ese, como dicen, excitement que tuvo el día de hoy, hasta inclusive casi se tiene problemas con el juez de línea. Cuénteme, ¿cómo vivió su primer partido el día de hoy, como la nueva imagen del York United?
Sí, muchas gracias. Con mucha intensidad, con mucha pasión, con mucha alegría, con mucho entusiasmo, agradecido con la vida que me da oportunidad de estar en una cancha, agradecido con York United que me da la oportunidad de ser su entrenador, y agradecido con los muchachos porque si hoy hicieron el esfuerzo que hicieron fue porque estaban convencidos que podíamos lograrlo. Corrieron más que nunca, lo decía, los GPS me indican los números más altos de cualquier partido anterior, y eso me habla de que la voluntad de hacer las cosas existió y que la voluntad de hacer caso a las instrucciones tácticas también existió. Yo estoy adaptándome a una liga distinta, estoy adaptándome a maneras de cómo los árbitros pueden pitar o no. Yo no me voy a pelear jamás, ni me pelearé, porque soy un entrenador respetuoso a la autoridad. Pero lo que sí es que voy a buscar ganar todos los partidos, y este no fue la excepción. Sabíamos que era un rival difícil, sabíamos que tenía jugadores de experiencia el Vancouver, y estaban en una buena posición en la tabla, ¿no? Están haciendo un buen torneo, un gran entrenador, pero lo que nosotros queríamos era, con lo que teníamos nosotros, con nuestras herramientas, salir a ganar el partido, y los muchachos lo intentaron.
Mr. Benjamin, today you made history. Usted hizo historia el día de hoy. Pudimos mirar una muy buena cantidad de jugadores latinos. Today we have a lot of Latin players playing on the field. Wow. ¿Cómo se siente tener todos los jugadores? Today you came out with a different system. New players, the team play way better. Even with some of the players that you have injured, but the way that you made them play today was amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I don't like to say good things about myself. I just want to thank the players for executing a little bit well. Sometimes in the game we couldn't do as I wanted, but I don't know. I think I didn't make history. Thank you, but I think we just played a football match, and for me, this is only the beginning. We are going to do things that really become history. I can promise you that.
Osvaldo, my last question. Osvaldo, pudimos ver el día de hoy un jugador porque muchas personas lo han denominado una joya. Un jugador que no solamente te defiende, tiene una visión de mover el balón. Dos pases y el balón ya está donde en el lugar, mejor dicho, en el campo, en el
contrario,
otro campo.
Sí.
Cuénteme, ¿cómo se sintió con Osvaldo? Pudimos hablar con Thomas. Thomas dijo de que está aprendiendo, a pesar que tiene su francés, está aprendiendo español.
Sí.
Todos los muchachos están entusiasmados, están diciendo que de muy pronto o de a poco van a empezar a aprender más español. Pero cuénteme, ¿qué nos podría decir de Osvaldo?
Bueno, Osvaldo es un jugador que tiene características que no se ven mucho en el fútbol, que son, es un zurdo natural, como un central que puede jugar en línea de 3 o en línea de 4. Incluso lo vimos metiéndose al medio campo a querer hacer progresar el juego. Los cambios de frente que tiene son muy interesantes, y es un jugador con mucho temperamento, mucho carácter y personalidad. Creo que estando él al 100%, recuerden que viene de una lesión y hoy jugó 90 minutos, ¿no? Hoy jugó todo el partido. Entonces, eso también hay que rescatarlo, que jugó todo el partido, y es un jugador que hoy salió de capitán, y creo que pues los latinos tenemos esa parte de garra y de lucha que queremos aprovechar de Osvaldo, así que nos va a ayudar mucho. Es un jugador muy interesante.
¿Está en su mente dejarlo de repente de co-captain?
Vamos a ver. Yo por lo pronto hoy salí de capitán y me dejó muy contento su desempeño.
Señor Benjamín, muchísimas gracias. Muchísimas
gracias.
Zach, you've been waiting patiently over there. Over to you.
Coach Mara, welcome to the Canadian Premier League, and I look forward to seeing your role in the continuing development of the league as that unfolds in the days and weeks and months and years ahead.
Thank you.
I just want to ask you about, obviously you only had a few days with the players, and you mentioned there, obviously you had a limited number of your players accessible to you for this match. I'm just wondering though, in general terms, is that the new York United, like, formationally, tactically, that the fans can expect?
Well, I don't know, Zach. Why do I say I don't know? Because We can play differently in the tactical shape. We can also play with the line of four. We can also play with two in the middle instead of three. We can also play with two strikers instead of one. That doesn't matter. The formations and the tactical disposition and the shape is not the important thing, because that is set up because of the opponent's qualities, characteristics, and et cetera, et cetera. What we are going to see, of course, is this kind of mentality, this kind of willingness to run, to fight, to go forward, to be an attacking team, to have a team that has possession. I think in the few days that we had, we tried to implement some concepts and principles of play that permitted us today to expose to this new system and this new idea. They ran more than ever. They tried more than ever. I think they connected each other as a team. And they were in a compact block, and we were attacking all the time from the side, from the flanks, from inside. Marky was a player that played as a number nine, that he hadn't played that position. Juan was playing in the middle. He didn't play that position. The three center backs were played for the first time together. So it was some changes that we did that in 5 days of training, I think we did a good job in the final exam that was today. Unfortunately, with 1 point, it's just the cherry of the cake that was the other 2 points that we left and we didn't win, right? But I think it's going to get better and better, yes.
Well, just one last thing for you. You're joining this story of the Canadian Premier League in year six, but as someone new, I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on where things are at, like your evaluation or your perspective on where this league is at. Maybe some highlights or some ways you see it can grow and improve.
I think Canadian Premier League has a lot of potential. It's in a first world class country like Canada. It's amazing how the order, organization, protocols, they have a structure, an infrastructure. They have the good ways to do it. I think it's a matter of time. Even a baby, when it's born, needs a year to walk, right? And then to run another year or two. So if this league wants to run, we need to be patient for the development of the ways come to place. But I think it's great. That's why I'm here. So I'm very happy to be part of it. The league will grow fast, and York will grow fast, and everything will be in progression.
Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Maybe one or two more from Ridwan, and then we'll call it a day.
Yeah, Mora, my question is, aside the assertiveness and what you talked about, the level of play and the response to the tactics, it looks like you feel very, very content, you know, inside as a coach, you know, despite dropping the 2 points.
I like to win. I like to win. I like to do things properly. I like to develop a game plan that is efficient for in order for us to win. I wanted to give the Pascal brothers and Jorge Villalpando this night 3 points. That was my job. That was my task. That was my goal. But, well, of course, I need to understand that maybe things happen in football. It's not in my control, some of the situations that go inside. But I think on my side, as a coach, as a guide, as a leader in regarding the tactical disposition and the tactical game plan, I think we did it well. I think the players did it very, very good. I'm happy with the things that I saw in the pitch. I think there's a lot of potential. And, of course, receiving a penalty a minute, maybe, I don't know, 70-something or 80, it was a hard pill to swallow, of course. But then again, tomorrow we work for the next game. And we're going to analyze what happened today. We're gonna improve the small details, and we're going to improve as a team.
Thank you. Well, that's all from me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. See you again.
Good.